Oh, that's right. She don't say it no more. Oh, well.
That is not gangster. That's very not gangster.
I came up, got my name up. So when they speak of who blinged up, I'm who they bring up. Come up dissing and you'll come up missing. I'm a cutthroat baller like O.J. Simpson. I came up, got my name up. So when they speak of who blinged up, I'm who they bring up. Come up dissing and you'll
say that again. I couldn't hear you over the sound of me shitting myself.
I came up, got my name up. So when they speak of who blinged up, I'm who they bring up. Come up dissing and you'll come up missing. I'm a cutthroat baller like O.J. Simpson. Little homie, listen, try and serve me. I put a 25 in your back like Barry Bonds serves you. On the street, on the beach, y'all ain't able. Cause who I shit on rappers like major labels. What's with the ice grilling, homie? Change your face. To see they'll do more to change you, to change your race. Girls love metaphor, and I love them back. Addicted to getting head. Call me the brainiac. Battle rap with words wall like jihad. I write dope, flow crack, my notepad need rehab. Fuck y'all CDs, y'all can't see these or touch these. Rhyme so chronic, my throat's eat a munchie.
Hey, you remember the Michigan J Frog?
I remember the WB Frog.
Yeah, his name was Michigan J.
I didn't know what that coon ass frog name was.
Yeah, that frog was definitely welcome to the WB.
That frog was racist. Like that was so damn racist. That had to be the most racist thing that was on TV for no reason whatsoever, dog. But
I think that frog was in blackface.
Frog was in blackface. No, that frog was a coon. It was, you know, no ifs, ands, and buts about it. Especially, we can't hate on the WB. Yes. They made a bad decision by that damn frog. But we did get some damn good shows out of it, though, man.
But they canceled
UB as a whole, though. I mean, honestly, Doug, I don't see how people were not openly offended by the frog. I mean, because he was a mascot for like 10 years, bruh. Because he was supposed to be a crack on Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck.
Most people aren't offended by things that they think are cool.
True.
Like, it's offensive and it's cool, so why should we be offended by it?
I mean, I guess. But we can't lie, though, Doug. WB Kids was cracking. Because for a long time, dog, that was the only way we got Saturday cartoons.
It was an emotional time.
And taking consideration, dog, they gave black folks a chance over time when we really wasn't getting like black sitcoms like that. You know, we got Parenthood, we got Sister, we got Wham Brothers, you know, the Jamie Foxx show, the Steve Harvey show. So, I mean, I can't really be too mad at the WB, though.
Well, I'm not mad at the network. Well, technically, we should be mad at the network because it's racist.
For that racist ass frog.
That frog was definitely racist.
It was. But I mean, WB Kids was the shit, dog, because a lot of cartoons we grew up on, well, you know, kids under us grew up on, was on, you know, kids WB and shit, like Powerpuff Girls. Toonami as a whole, you know, like Dragon Ball Z, that niggas are still going crazy about to this day. They got introduced to us through the WB, duh. So, you know, Shout out to the WB.
I don't think Pom Pom Girls get the respect they deserve.
I don't think they do either, dog. Like, real talk, them with some gangster ass girls. First of all, they out here whooping all kind of ass. Okay? Still going to kindergarten. Because that's, I think, a lot of people didn't realize. These were, like, kindergartners, dog. So they was, like, 5, 6, and 7. So let that sink in, dog. Like, these kids is out here whooping whole ass.
Mojo Jojo.
You know the story? But do you know the story about Mojo Jojo?
Nah, he's just cool because his name was Mojo. His name was Mojo Jojo. Mojo Jojo.
Do you know that? You know that was a pet. That was that pet. That Mojo Jojo was their pet monkey. So,
and they turned him
the
into
professor
a
had a pet monkey. Yeah, what happened was the professor had a pet monkey. Okay, but I guess having a pet monkey wasn't enough. So when he went to go make the girls, you know, the sugar and spice, everything nice and Chemical X, the explosion that created the Powerpuff Girls, the monkey was in the room when the explosion happened, okay? And the effects that the Chemical X had on the monkey was it made him super smart. And his brain, which I still to this day, I don't think people realize, his brain outgrew his skull. So it shattered his skull. He had to put the glass beaker on his head to protect his brain from being exposed. So yeah, bro.
So what you're saying is that Mojo was woke?
Mojo was woke as fuck.
Yeah, Mojo was woke.
This is how woke he was. If you've ever watched the Powerpuff Girls, there was a moment in time where Mojo Jojo made boys called the Rowdy Rough Boys, which was literally his version of the Powerpuff Girls. But they was thugs. They gave no fucks. They just whooped ass. I forgot how they defeated them. But yeah, there was some real ass shit going on in the Powerpuff Girls, dog. The mayor was a dumbass, but he had the baddest chick in the game. Wearing his chain.
She was so bad.
Like you never seen her face, but she was. You only seen her neck down, dog. At the end of the day, we knew for a fact she was the running the shit. Because even when the Powerpuff Girls were like, fuck this, I want to be kids, she sat them down. She put them on game. You had a redneck that was living out in the wilderness. And bro was just like, stay off my property. That's all he wanted you to do. He had a full-blown
Fuzzy Lumpkin.
Fuzzy Lumpkin. Man was cool until he got a meat gun. When he got a meat gun and accidentally turned Bubbles' hair to meat, because if you don't know anything,
man.
Never touch a black woman's hair. Apparently never touch a Powerpuff Girl's hair, too, because she whooped his whole ass. Oh, real shit. Hey, but at the end of the day, dog, Powerpuff Girls gave us one of the realest cartoons in the world, which was Dow M for monkey. And that's when you seen a monkey go toe-to-toe and Randy Savage, a.k.a. Rasslore. Look it up, dog.
I saw that episode. That was swag. I did.
Like one monkey, because he was on his John Cena swag. And wouldn't stay down, save the world.
Man, yeah, never give up, man. Hustle, loyalty, respect.
Cause fam would not stay down. That's the only fam. Marshall Man was out here on his Thanos shit. Like bro was going from planet to planet wrecking shit. If you could not beat him in a match. Dog, imagine that as a real life movie, dog. Like Thanos is out here going from planet to planet looking for somebody to fight. And if you couldn't beat dog, man was gonna tear shit up.
Bro, he like 10 feet tall. Who was really gonna take that fight?
Damn, apparently a lot of people. You know what, bro? It's been 2 weeks. It's been a week. There's spoiler free. There's, you know, we ain't got to worry about bitches crying. We can spoil everything now because we had people come back and get mad at us about the fact that they say we spoiled Black Panther for them. Just don't listen.
Spoil Black Panther?
Because apparently listened live but didn't go see it yet.
Hey, look,
nobody told them to dial in.
I made the point in my life that, look, if you, like, look, the movie comes out Thursday. It's advertised for Friday, comes out Thursday. So if between Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and the following Tuesday, that is only $5. If you haven't seen this movie by Tuesday, you're just being lazy.
True.
Most
and we do our shows on Thursday.
Right, so we actually skip a show to go to the show and see the movie. Most people don't have weekend jobs, so look, I know y'all got $10, right? Y'all not that broke. This is not really, I mean, we still in a recession, but it's not a big recession. Like, I don't know, as long as Trump don't. That's another story for another time. I don't want to talk about that right now.
I see.
Or Tucker Thomas can, you know, shot a whole man in the city. Whatever that was about.
I'm not mad at Childish Gambino. The only thing about the Childish Gambino video, we'll talk about that in a minute. We'll talk about that in a minute. But let's go ahead and let's go ahead and let's do a quick recap. Quick recap.
Infinity War.
Yeah, Infinity War. So okay, we can get it out the way.
I'll sum it up for everybody in about 2 seconds. Thanos showed up. He fucked shit up. People faded away. He's happy sipping lemonade on his back porch. End of story.
Now, that basically was the quickest synopsis in regards to the movie. Let's go ahead and let's touch a couple of key points in this movie real quick so we can go ahead and get this out the way and move on with our lives. Number one, the fact that a key person of the movie who had been advertised as part of this movie from the minute it was announced to the commercials to the marketing stuff to the freebie giveaways only was in the movie for about 5 minutes, and that is the whole.
Well, within that 5 minutes, he got the shit beat out of him. So.
Right, that's how the game is. Now, the fact that Hulk would not come out for the rest of the movie after catching them hands. Because Thanos was on his Braun Strowman. Do you feel that hurted the image of the Hulk, or do you feel like it's just setting him up for some epic return coming into the next one?
I feel like it didn't hurt him. Well, when you look at how they've been structuring the MCU, like, Hulk has always been, you know, the wild card. And, you know, the Hulk is Hulk. You know, people have this image, like, I mean, especially if you don't read comic books or you don't know anything about comic books, from the perception of Hulk, you were like, all right, no one can beat the Hulk. But there are people who can beat the Hulk. Like, there are people who can beat Thanos. But, like, I felt like they did it right. Like, Thanos has been, he's been set to, it's like a debut. It's like wrestling. When you debut and you're getting this big push, like, we've had 10 years of vignettes for Thanos. Like, he's been on his way for 10 years.
Like, it took him, he didn't have some.
He's been on his way for 10 years. And he finally showed up. And when he showed up, he was not for play. Like, bro. Like, Loki was like, we got a hog. Thanos was like, well, I got these hands. Like, it, to the best of my knowledge, did he beat up Hulk before even activating the Power Stone?
He had nothing. Think about the ass whooping he took from Thanos. That is legitimately just a straight up regular fist to fist fight. Now,
right, I'm like, I don't even think the Power Stone was even popping.
Nope, nothing was activated.
Like, I knew he had it.
That was just. That was just hands. Yeah, that was just pure hands. Now, the thing about it is, and this is where a lot of controversy is coming into play at, Hulk was not the highest level of pistivity that he's known that he could be. So a lot of people felt that had you allow Hulk to just, you know, be pissed off, took the L, and continue to fight, that eventually the rage should have built up in him enough that would have made the Hulk be able to go toe-to-toe with him. But I had to counteract with a lot of people, and Thanos technically would have still whooped his ass. I'm a comic book reader, and I brushed upon the whole entire Infinity storyline because it's a three-part huge story arc that kind of expands past this. A bunch of people we haven't seen, you probably will start seeing in part four, because we definitely have had hints in regards to a couple of them. But when it all boils down to it, in a regular, if we have to fight to save the world, Hulk would have lost and we all would have been dead. That's part of the reason why that kind of made Hulk scared to come back out afterwards. Like, bro, kind of realized, I've never been beaten like this, that I don't even want to deal with this. Because you got to remember, every Hulk movie, he has, like, missiles, rockets, guns, the whole Hulk Buster suit itself. He's had a lot of people give him the business. And even after him, them giving him the business, he still wants to come back out. Whether it's to protect somebody he loves or it's to throw them hands, he's always came back, okay? This particular situation, he did not want to come back. He caught a two-piece and a biscuit. He called it a day. Like, I'm not about this life. I'll just go ahead and chill. But that did set up a very interesting dynamic throughout the rest of the movie. To give the movie away 100%. But if you don't know by now, make a lot of key people disappear. And we ended up hitting this wall where he's sitting on a farm, on a planet, minding his own business. I have to go ahead and give a quick update. A lot of people, if you've never read the comics include the Infinity Gauntlet, the Infinity War, and I forgot what the last one is. I literally was just reading them today. The final scene with Thanos sitting on a planet in a little hut, minding his own business, that's truly actually the snapshot of the final end. There is definitely more to the story than what we're being told. But with the introduction of characters like Adam Warlock, which if you've seen the previews from, was it Guardians of the Galaxy 2? In the 2?
Yeah,
when he was in the cocoon? In
the end of 2.
Okay.
In the end of 2.
You seen someone in a cocoon and someone said, I'll name Adam. That should be Adam Warlock, who plays a key factor in the Infinity Stones. And then, of course, the pager scene at the end of this one, which was basically before Nick Fury disappeared. He sent out the message to Carol Danvers. We would definitely get the Captain Marvel movie before we get the Avengers 4 movie. So you'll get to see who she is, her origins, and everything. And then from there, we'll roll into the Infinity Wars 4, which should close the chapter on the first round of Marvel movies. And now we will move into the next round, which is so up in the air because they have not truly told us what the next major story arc will be, especially now that a lot of commercial licensing has now opened the door for them to go so many different directions. The MCU does create their own storylines on back of comic stories, so they can choose any storyline and speak it.
From what they have been saying, like before the Fox licensing thing was even in play, that a lot of people had said that they would go cosmic, so they would deal with more of the space realm of
right
what the MCU can be, which is why I think they're going to introduce a lot of characters who, you know, deal with, you know, being in space, which I think is dope. But then you also have things surfacing, like there's a picture that I posted in our wrestling group. There's a picture of artwork of Jamie Foxx as Blade. So even if they don't get Jamie Foxx to play Blade, is there another side of Marvel that we haven't seen yet as far as what Blade does? Because
there's a lot I don't even think.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, so even in the first three Blades, a lot of people didn't know Blade was a Marvel character. Like, you had to really be a super comic book guy to understand that Blade was a Marvel character. Because I didn't know Blade was a Marvel hero.
It's a lot of things out there right now that if you didn't know was a comic book, you wouldn't know was a comic book.
I just found out Steel was a DC character.
Yeah, he is.
He's a low-level DC character. Nobody mentioned him, but Shaq played a DC character.
Yeah.
He was
still. Right. So what happened was in the Death of Superman back in the 90s when they officially said, you know what, Soup, you really ain't making money for us like that. Batson came in. He's running the game. We need to do something to keep you. You know, we don't really need you, so we're going to kill you off. So in the 90s, they did this big, huge, epic storyline called The Death of Superman. It was so big, bro, like regular local news outlets was covering it like your president just died. That's how major it was. I went out and I read it, and it was one of the best deaths ever in comic books, because this was before the whole you can be dead in comic, but you'll still come back. When they killed you, they killed you. That was it. When you died, you died. Okay? So what happened was, after they killed off Superman, there was this huge void left. When this void was left, there was all these Superman-inspired things that came up. Okay? One of them happened to be, technically, Steel John Irons, a.k.a. Steel. He went by the Man of Steel at first, and he wore Superman on the S on his chest in this all low-budget Iron Man-esque outfit, and that was the whole thing. And he was low-level. He handled business in the streets, and basically when they resurrected Superman, which pissed off the comic book collectors so much, like, people would go ahead and pay like exuberant amounts to buy this mint condition number one issue of The Death of Superman, only for you three or four years later, not even that, I think it was a whole lot sooner than that, go ahead and bring him back and says, oh, well, you know what, because he's Kryptonian, their body's a little bit different, so bro really wasn't dead, he really was in. And what happens is when a Kryptonian gets close to death, their body shuts down and only a few things is working until he heals. That's what the excuse was they said to use to bring him back. So it pissed off a lot of people, dog. And like, folks was like, I'm not buying comics no more. And like, literally the comic book market crashed. Like, it was a lot of other it was a lot of other major factors, but like, killing somebody and bringing them back really pissed a lot of people off. The only one that has ever been a justifiable bringing back because of the situation behind the death was the Red Hood. When they killed off Jason Todd, a lot of people, it was so much controversy behind it. Now, you're not a big comic book fan, and a lot of people really never paid attention to DC, but the thing about it is, with Jason Todd,
he was a Robin.
He was the second
one. Because I know there's been different variations or different guys that were Robin.
Maybe there's been at least
like
four.
Niggas shouldn't want to be Robin because you die.
There's four different legitimate Robins. Fifth, if you count the chick that was added to the Dark Knight Returns, but her actual name was Robin, so she really, to me, I don't count her. But apparently she does matter. All right. So there's four significant Robins that have been through Batman's lore. There is Dick Grayson, which is the first Robin, which, okay, is Nightwing, which has been part of the Teen Titans. And then, you know, he out here doing his own thing. Okay. The second Robin was Jason Todd. The thing about it is, in the comic books, was they basically made him, his backstory was damn near identical to Nightwing's. okay? The only difference is when Batman found him, instead of being at the circus when his parents died, Jason Todd stole the wheels off the Batmobile.
What?
Okay. Yeah. Batman was going out, you know, surveying the land. During the time when he went to go check this building on suspicious activity, Jason Todd, who now at this point in time is like a dude living off the streets, stole the wheels off the Batmobile. He had already got one wheel off and was coming back to get the second wheel when Batman found him. Being surprised that somebody was able to not only bypass his security system, but was still able to steal a wheel off the Batmobile, he took him in. The difference between Jason Todd and Nightwing, though, was he was a little bit more harsher. Because think about it, living on the street, you're a little bit more aggressive, you know. When you may want to kick somebody just to, you know, stun them, Todd was out here trying to knock niggas out. Okay. Fans hated dude. Fans hated dude with a passion. So what ended up happening was DC put out this contest of what to do with Jason Todd. So basically what happened was Joker kidnapped Jason Todd, okay? Kidnapped Jason Todd, put him in this building. This building was rigged with explosives. Joker beat Todd to basically the last bit of his breath. Batman is on his way to come save Jason Todd. DC put out a phone-in survey. So, you call this number, you press 1 to let him live, you press 2 to kill him. Fans voted to kill him. All right?
Wow.
So right there, here's the kicker, though. Rumor circulated that a caller, maybe one or two people, and was using an auto dialer. Okay? An auto dialer, which is what most telemarketers use now these days. But what they were doing was this auto dialer will automatically call the number, hit 2, hang up, dial, and do it again. Okay? This person set this auto dialer to call in and keep doing this. Because of this auto dialer, the numbers of people who wanted Jason Todd dead compared to the people who wanted him alive was about a difference of 31 to 50 callers. So about 31 to 50 people more wanted Jason Todd dead than they wanted him alive. They don't know how many times the person with the auto dialer called in, but the auto dialer is the reason why Jason Todd is dead. So the thing they're saying is one person killed Jason Todd because of the auto dialer. DC felt bad about that. So later on down the road, Jason Todd, and you got the Under the Red Hood storyline, which is dubbed one of the best Batman storylines. Also, it's one of the best animated movies that DC has produced.
They're riding my brain, love. These hoes are sad. I admit it, another hoe got me finished. Broke my heart, oh no you didn't. Fuck sipping, I'ma down a whole bottle. Hard liquor, hard truth, can't swallow. Need a bartender, put me out my sorrow. Wake up the next day in the Monte Carlo with a new woman. Tell me shit from Colorado when she love women. She'll be gone by tomorrow, who am I kidding? All this jealousy and agony that I sit in. I'm a jealous boy. John Lennon, I just want real love, guess it's been a minute. Pissed off from the way that I don't fit in. I don't fit in, tell me what's the secret to love. I don't get it, feel like I be running a race, I'm not winning. Ran into the devil today and she grinning.
one of my favorites. I'm not gonna lie. So yeah, but other than that, dog, niggas dying in comics don't mean nothing no more. There's always some excuse why that person ain't really dead. So superheroes don't die. So with that theory being said, of course, with things like the disappearance of some characters, the blatant deaths of other ones, some who died twice in one movie.
Man, it's still my nigga so wrong, bro. Like,
twice.
Like, first the love of his life sacrifices him for the greater good. Then the big bad villain was like, no, let me bring you, bring it back. And then he sniped him again.
All right. Now, this leads into the question of the week, which is also the title of this week's episode after going through that. Throughout the whole entire movie, one of the key themes that was done throughout every single stone was, could you sacrifice what you love, or in this case, who you love, for the greater good? Because every single stone that Thanos collected was at a cost, okay? And everybody was put in a position where they had to make a decision of killing the one they love to avoid him from getting the stone. Do you feel...
You know what? Now that I think about that, that is really what happened through the whole movie.
Yep. The whole movie. Every stone, somebody had to sacrifice something they love. Soul Stone. Thanos had to sacrifice the only thing he loved. And of course, as we can see, as much as it pained him, he did what he had to do to get the stone from the collector. They had to sacrifice. Gamora put Star-Lord in a position where he had to kill his long-term booty call. Okay? The Tesseract, even though Loki gave it up, he gave it up to save what Asgardians he had left. That was never the intent. He was intending to try to kill Thanos, and it backfired on him. The Time Stone, Doctor Strange's whole purpose in life is to protect it. Because time can do in the wrong hands. Like, do you imagine how many times I would go back and redo something if I had the Time Stone? Like, you go to have this meal at this restaurant and your food wasn't done good, or you regret even going to that restaurant, you can back up time and go to a different one.
And not spend the money. Right, like,
and not spend the money. And not spend the money. Or, bro, you're going to be like 10 minutes late to work, dog. I would sleep for like 9 hours, get fully rested, rewind time.
I would just stop time and sleep.
Right, just stop time
and then go to work and be well rested and on time and start time again. Yeah, man, we'd rather have time travel or money.
I'll take time travel because you want to know why? No, I'll take time because think about it, dog. If I can control time, I can stop time, go into a bank, okay? Clean out the vault. Clean out the register. Remember, nobody can see me because I froze time to the point that the cameras are not even moving to see me. Get as much money as I need out the bank and go home. So money's not an issue.
No, that sounds like robbery, though.
It is robbery, but can you prove it? I have the time, so I can do whatever I want, bruh. Whatever I want. Now, here's a catch. Right. Would you take the Time Stone if every time you used it, it would take a year off your life?
Even if you stop time for something small and minute?
No matter what you do, when you activate it, it takes a year from you. So if you accidentally open it up, that's a year.
Shit, nigga, how many years I got left?
That's, you don't know.
So you gonna open that motherfucker on one good time, go rob a bank and just do shit. Okay,
I don't
wait
know,
like
bro.
3 years. I'm robbing 3 banks.
I'm not even, you know what, I'm gonna have to say I'm gonna sacrifice 5 years. Cause the first time I opened it, I gotta go back in time. And I gotta visit some people. Okay? I gotta go back in time. I gotta sit down with my grandmother. I gotta talk to her. One good last time. I gotta do that. All right? Second time, I gotta fast forward in time and see how my kids grew up. And what they became. That's 2. Alright. 3. I gotta go back in time. Take a picture of Jesus.
What? Ain't nobody
you gotta take
when
a picture.
Come back.
It's not for them, bruh. Not for them.
Who's it for?
It's for me.
You gonna mount it and frame it and say this is what Jesus really looks like?
Yeah, it's just you
what
don't you have this one black.
Okay, well, what if you go back in time and you take a picture and Jesus really looks like Ted Nugent?
I know.
I might not even take a photo.
I'm taking my phone and I'm recording it. Like, we kicking it that day. Make
bro,
sure my phone's fully charged.
What's this guy Snapchatting?
Just saying, dog. Jesus M. Christ. I'm just 5 or 10 minutes. Catch one of his sermons.
Because
you know he be sitting out there spitting that gospel. Just gotta record him. He's Jesus, so he gonna know where I came from. Alright. So that's 3. That's 3. The 4th one, that's when we do the bank robbery. So at this point in time, I've done a lot of research. All right.
So you want to run back with Jesus? Is that what you're saying?
No. After I visit Jesus, I'm gonna come back. No, after I visit Jesus, I'm gonna come back to my regular time. Cause I need the current technology to hook my phone up to download this video I just took. I'm just saying. I gotta save it. Save it. Upload it to Facebook. Got to be out there. All right. Shit, I might just sit down and do a podcast with him. Look, all right, Jesus, let's chop this up real quick, bro. My cell phone ain't got that much juice. We get a quick hour show. Save it. Save it to the cloud.
So you just want to put Jesus on a podcast?
Why not?
On this episode of the Death Fresh Show, we got Jesus M. Christ. And the
real
M
talk.
Stands for miracle.
All right. Now the 4th one, I don't know about technically robbing the bank, but I think I will. I'm gonna rob it, but I'm gonna do it smart. So I'm gonna go freeze time, hit up a bank in a whole nother state. Okay, rob that bank. Drive back to my hometown with the money. Okay. Then my fifth one, I'm gonna take maybe about 10,000 to my younger self, maybe like teenage me. Give him a list of big companies to invest his $10,000 in. Microsoft, Apple, Sony. Buy stock. Just buy stocks. That way, by 2000.
Hey, and you can warn the future about, and then you can go back and warn everybody about Bitcoin.
Coins is not that bad. But I'm not worried about that at that point in time. I didn't set myself up, bro. Future young self got this bread to invest. So before I even go into the military, because I'm still going to do that, I'm going to tell him things to do, to live off of that, get good, put this money in these stocks, get them stocks good. So when we hit 2010, we sitting on money, bruh. So just in case the current me, the timeline splits. You know, it does that sometimes. You fuck with something in the past, it changes something in the future. Just in case younger me, because of this money, goes to a different timeline, I go back to my regular timeline so I don't get to eat off of that new timeline. I still got the money I stole. And then that fifth one is one you hold on to. Sometimes you need to stop time to save somebody. So like, you know, a car crash that may have taken away one of my kids, or Teresa is dying from a particular disease and there's no medicine for it, and I need to go to the future to get the actual medicine to bring it back to save her, because now this medicine that I'm going to save her with could be the medicine that now gets engineered to create the one in the future. It's that whole cycle. Or even better, I might sacrifice one more year, dog, because if I now figured out I can go to the future to get medicine to keep to fix a lot of ailments from now, I'm gonna go even more into the future and go ahead and take whatever I can get me a clean bill of health and then come back to my regular time. So now the 6 years I just lost, I just got them back plus some. It probably does. I don't need it though.
Sure. Are you sure?
I'm positive. I don't need it.
You don't want to be HIV positive,
bro. No, not that kind of positive. Go to the end of the world.